and also the Welsh Reeve. This was one writing man's considered cost analysis. It was also the ring giver's heartfelt elegy for the men he valued most, his courtiers, his thanes, the men who collectively helped make his extraordinary reign.
That was Professor Jinty Nelson on King Alfred's personal retinue. The producer was Mahina Patel. In the final essay tomorrow night, Professor Thomas Charles Edwards gives us a portrait of Offa, the King of Mercia, and one of the most powerful rulers of the early medieval era. And that's at the same time, 11:15. Also tomorrow night, we launch a weekend of programmes in one of our celebratory seasons this year, Britain 100, a concert from St David's Hall in Cardiff given by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. David Atherton conducts the music. Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5 opens the concert with Paul Lewis, the soloist, in the concerto better known as The Emperor. And then the orchestra is joined not only by the BBC National Chorus of Wales, but also the Children's Choir from Brecon Cathedral and the choirs of Cardiff Metropolitan Cathedral, Llandaff Cathedral and St David's Cathedral, all to perform Benjamin Britten's Spring Symphony. 7:30 tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3. Well, now it's time for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
It's a glorious tune by Quebec's Michel Faubert called The Waltz of the Toys, as played by Dermot Byrne and the harpist Florian Blanca. Welcome to Late Junction. We've got the latest Late Junction session for you tonight, which sees the coming together of two very creative musical minds, Martin Green and Shima Mukherjee. Here's a taster. Accordionist Martin Green and sitar player Shima Mukherjee, two great experimentalists who've made their names in bands such as Lau and Trans Global Underground, respectively. But this is the first time that they've worked together exclusively, and you'll hear the whole session in about 40 minutes' time. Meanwhile, here is Emily Portman and a subversive take on the creation story in the form of a traditional Somerset wassail called Old Mother Eve.
The apple tree stirred in the garden, its blossoms as white as the snow. And there in the cool of the evening, Adam and Eve they did go. For old Mother Eve she liked apples, and Adam he liked them.
Wherever we go, for all
That's a piece by the American composer Daniel Lentz, simply called Celli, and played and presumably multi-tracked by Erica Duke Kirkpatrick. That following on from Emily Portman and a song from her album Hatchlings. This is Late Junction, and this is new from Nicola Rupak. Various remixes of quintessential recordings of the blues by some of the tradition's biggest names. In this case, it's Blind Willie Johnson. Redemption Blues, sung by Blind Willie Johnson and remixed by producer Nicola Rupak. This new album is called Black Box. It was released last week on the No Format label. Now, before we hear some blues from Mali, a tune played on a relatively recently invented instrument called a tahu. It's a type of spiked fiddle, but designed to have the kind of rich and mellow sound that you'd associate with the Indian veena or the Armenian duduk. Although here the player, Roz Bant, is plucking it for a more rhythmic effect. This is her piece, Game Country.
Kalamin sekeleri ee Kalamin zege zege aha Nyawane kwesilele nin aha Kalamin sekeleri aha Nyawane kwesilele nin aha Kalamin zege zege aha Kayakamishi zazideri aha Adine modila nanak aha She's a zidari, aha. Araga hadan shikil, aha. Akain sisi wadin, aha. Ikala nagwidi tariq, aha. Kala min shikil deri, aha. Arina wadila lanin, aha. Kala min zigi zigi, aha. Ikala min shikil deri, aha.
Tuareg guitarist and singer Al-Husseini Anivola, and a song featuring the musical bow, which is an instrument Al-Husseini believes puts him in direct contact with the ancestors. That's from his album Aniwal, and if you'd like to know more, just drop us a line. Now, before hearing from the Huelgas Ensemble, here's something more from the French electroacoustic music pioneer Bernard Parmigiani. On Tuesday, I played you a movement from his suite of pieces which delves into the very nature of sound, called De Natura Sonorum. And here's another, a movement called Timbre Conjugations.
Thank you.
Part of the Lamentations of Jeremiah as set by Mabrianus de Orto, a Franco-Flemish composer whose compositions were much in demand in the late 1400s, and that was as sung by the impeccable Huelgas Ensemble. This is Late Junction, just a couple more for you before we hear the results of our latest Late Junction collaboration, starting with this from pianist Dustin O'Halloran.
Pages from friends of days gone by, their words in paper cages came winging through the sky. Or did you make some bargain that one day you would rue the hasty note the gambler wrote, the loser's I owe you? It seems the days are speeding, it strips the bone. The snow it falls beside the walls and follows winter's moan. And through the crystal window, the ever-changing hue, the years decline, the debt is mine, how will I pay my due? I owe you for mystery, I owe you for colour, and I owe you for children.
That man's written so many great songs. I Owe You by Paul Metsys, as sung by Jackie Oates on her album Saturnine. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and the latest Late Junction session brought together Martin Green and Shima Mukherjee. Martin Green is an accordion player, composer and electronics enthusiast, currently making waves with the trio Lau, but somebody who's worked with many people from Eliza Carthy to Joan Baez in the past. And Shima Mukherjee is a sitar player who grew up with both the Western and Indian musical traditions and now just naturally fuses the two together. So we brought them together into the Lake Junction studio for a day, and here's what they came up with. So there we are. That is Sitar Waltz, specially created for this programme by Martin Green and Shima Mukherjee. Consummate musicians in their own right, experienced collaborators, but this is the first time that you've worked together, I think. So be honest, Shima, when we presented you with this idea of sitar and accordion, what were your initial thoughts? Oh, did you think, yes, that'll work?
That'll never work. Yeah, no, I thought, gosh, what are we going to do about the key situation? But we've kind of worked around it, haven't we? So...
what did you think, Martin?
I had no idea where the bellows or buttons are on a sitar. That made me extremely uncomfortable from the start. But the keys turned out to be D and G, so that's nice. That's I grew up in a world of D and G. I'm happy there.
It's where the sort of folk music sits, isn't it? Or it did when it all sort of got translated onto the box, really, I suppose.
Yeah.
But there must be some qualities that the two instruments share. I mean, I'm thinking particularly of the drone. I mean, at least with the bellows, you can get that sort of similar effect, can't you? And then you've got the sympathetic script
strings.
I've got
the drones on the sitar as well. It works really well together, and that really surprised me, actually, how beautiful they sound together.
It is a more unified sound than I'd expected.
We've got electronics as well, controlled by you, Martin. I mean, how do you actually see the role of electronics? Because you use them quite a lot, don't you, in your arrangements?
Yeah, I think you have to try and be careful. The sitar and the accordion come from different parts of the world, but they are acoustic instruments that live in their own spaces, and I think electronic music is a very different universe. But most of the samples that we've used, they're real human beings, me or other people, making noises, and I think that helps. We also had a lot of fun with the electronic shruti box that Shima brought in, which is a very useful synthetic drone source. So if you could try and keep your world vaguely homogenous. There's a place for all things.
And you, I mean, you use electronics a lot, don't you, Shima? You're very kind of experienced in that world, really.
I'm experienced with, yeah, working with click tracks and stuff because of Transglobal Underground. We've always tried to maintain a kind of a balance with the two sides, though, and keeping the acoustic stuff sort of very high in the mix.
So the next piece uses a sample. Your working title is Becky, so just give us a little bit of the background.
The Becky in question is Becky Unthank of the Unthanks, and we spent a day trying a few experimental things in the studio once, and this is just some little snippets that we ended up with that I stuck together to make this sample. So thanks, Becky.
And then you've heard that, Shima, and you're sort of improvising over the top?
I'm improvising over the top as well, so Indian classical way. So
great, so this is Becky.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff. The delicate voice of Becky Young, thanks. Mixed together by Martin Green and Shima Mukherjee. And they're calling that piece Becky. And that's especially created for this Lake Junction session. Martin Green on accordion, Shima Mukherjee playing the sitar. I was just thinking about the nature of this sort of a collaboration, actually. I mean, especially the idea of practice, because I know both of you like to work very hard.
Yeah.
And yet here we are. We've had a few hours in the studio. I mean, a nice experience or slightly alarming?
I think so long as you can find spaces for each other to do the things that you're used to.
You really need to listen to try and sort of slot in together.
Spontaneity, isn't it, as well, when you know you haven't got time to go back and back over things.
I think as musicians it's quite exciting, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. I was really excited about doing it. So.
That's what we like to hear. Yeah. So the next tune that you've chosen to sort of treat in this session is a 3-2 hornpipe. This is an old English dance, as I understand it, that was kind of lost over time, but we've still got the tunes, haven't we? Yeah. And I know you both know this tune through other projects, but essentially this would have been a fiddle tune, I would have thought. So how does that translate to the sitar?
With great difficulty. Sitar is predominantly a very linear instrument, so you're up and down the fretboard. So my hands are flying about all over the place, basically, and yeah, it's hard work.
It is quite amazing watching Shima play. Essentially, it's like playing it on one string of a massive fiddle with one finger. It's pretty extraordinary.
It's great with English tunes as well, because you haven't got the sort of weight of tradition. I'm just thinking of the contrast between the Indian classical, very kind of weighty tradition that you've got probably on your shoulders, Shima, and English music, where the tradition was broken and you can basically have the freedom to do whatever you want.
I think what's happening now is with the different types of collaboration that are happening also in India and are kind of all over the world, but with traditional Indian music, that tradition is being broken now because there's no patrons anymore, so you can't sit and study until you're sort of, you know, in your mid-20s, everyone goes out to work and you start to perform a lot earlier than you would, so you don't do the sort of traditional schooling or the learning. I think my generation of musicians will probably be the last. So
does that sadden you?
It does sadden me, but I think what will happen is it'll come full circle again, because there are plenty of recordings and people will go back into it.
Well, look, thank you both so much for coming in, doing this session for us. And here you both are, Shima Mukherjee on sitar, Martin Green on accordion and all the electronic bits. And this is their version of Mr. Preston's Hornpipe.
Thank you.
Martin Green and Shima Mukherjee, and that's the latest of our Late Junction sessions. Go to the Late Junction webpage, download it, and keep it forever. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
we are.
Maz O'Connor and her version of Caw the Owls from her album Upon a Stranger's Shore. And this is a piece for clarinet by Anne-Marie O'Farrell called Ruach, which is a Hebrew word meaning wind, spirit, and breath. Deirdre O'Leary with Ruach by Anne-Marie O'Farrell. Details of everything that you've heard tonight will, of course, be on the playlist. Go to the Radio 3 homepage and follow the links to the Lake Junction pages from there. You can listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. And, of course, don't forget to download the Lake Junction session. I'm Verity Sharp. Good to have your company as ever. My thanks to Andy King for producing. Fiona Talkington will be back with Lake Junction on Tuesday. And I'll just leave you here with Terry Riley playing a movement from his piece
based on an old American legend of a harp that was once found hundreds of years ago by a Native American medicine man who then placed it on a cliff so that the wind could play it. So Terry Riley here using a special tuning to try and capture something of the wind's ethereal nature. I'm Verity Sharp. Till next time, good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. The sunny skies of Italy are evoked for us by Mendelssohn in 40 minutes or so in a concert from the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Even on a programme as dedicated as this one to exploring some of the less familiar repertoire, we don't hear that many double bass concertos, and, as with the proverbial London buses, this morning two have come along at once. Jurek Dybal is a member of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, and in April 2012 he returned to Warsaw to play the two works we'll hear now. The first is a concerto by Stefan Bolesław Porodowski, who lived from 1902 to 1967.